All right, it's still Friday night, and Jason reminded me of numerous interesting things that happened today that we should definitely take note of. The first was when we were coming up Betty, which is the first climb of the day. That's 3 minus. We were leading up it, and then out of nowhere, Jason's on the belay for the at the first belay ledge. This guy free soloing, with nothing pretty much but a pair of shorts, a pair of shoes, and a char bag rolls right up behind them, and then comes past him, and then sneaks up to me. Where by that point, I was at the second, I was at the top of the climb, and that's the second time I've seen someone free solo, Betty. So that was interesting. And then later in the day, right before we got on Jackie, there was all sorts of things going on. To the left of Jackie is a climb called Daydream. I guess Williams has it as 5-4. The swing guide has it as 8, but I'm pretty sure it's 4. And there's some, I don't know, 15-year-old kids maybe climbing this thing. And there was three of them, two guys and a girl. And there was on the last person, this kid was climbing up. And he must have been, I don't know, 30 feet to the right of like the anchor. So if he were to fall, it would be like an insane swing. And eventually some guy, told him, started yelling at him, saying that he shouldn't be doing that or whatever. And then he got lowered. And then I guess some other team is throws their rope, but attached to their rope is a carabiner and a rope bag filled with a rope in it. And they throw it, and then eventually they all rope, like right before it hits the ground. And I guess they thought that was okay. I don't know what someone's doing with a rope bag up on a multi-pitch climb. And then the same guy that was yelling at the kids, started flipping out at that guy as well. I think that's all the interesting stuff. Jason, you have anything you want to add about today's adventures? Yeah, I farted on some lady when I started up Horseman.
Excuse me.
Is that it, dude?
Yeah.
All right.